Hi, this is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Kevin. Kevin is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Doing great.
Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background?
I've been investing now for maybe 10 years. Started off with a couple deals here and there, but I would say within the last 5 years, I've been very involved, full-time investor. It's my full-time job. It's what I do. And, maybe in the last 3 or 4 years from then is when we've gotten real serious and starting to, buy a lot more property than we ever have.
Okay. How have you built up your real estate investing education? Was it online or through your prior experience, or how did you do that?
I would say a little bit of both. Read the internet a lot. I'm always reading articles. I used to go to a lot of seminars. I don't have enough time anymore to go to as much as I'd like, but, burning a lot of Saturdays, sitting in a hotel room somewhere, in a hotel ballroom, listening to speakers, meeting with people, having lunch, we'll find somebody that in your market that's doing well, and I would, try to pick people's brain. And, but the biggest thing is, too, you can learn as much as you can on paper, but then you just got to go out and do it, and, I've learned from experience. Made mistakes, did well, made mistakes, did well, and kind of follow that in the back of your brain and kind of go from there.
What are some of your favorite features of our website?
Well, the thing I kind of like that's neat is you get a lot of what I would call just a whole cross-section of real estate. When I get focused on whether we're going to keep a house for rental or we're going to flip, I'm strictly looking at those kind of deals. On My House Deals, you can get a beach house come up, you can get a triplex come up, you can get commercial stuff come up. So I think it's kind of neat to just see a wide variety of different projects.
Okay. How many properties did you look at before deciding on the one that you chose?
I don't know specifically. I'm always looking at deals. I probably see 5 to 10 a day. But, so I'm always looking at deals. But when I saw the one I bought, it was probably only a couple.
Okay. When you did your initial analysis on that property, how did you go about verifying the after repair value and the cost of repairs?
Well, as far as after repair, it's strictly on comps. A lot of people will state certain numbers, and the only thing that matters to me is what the stats say. I've got access to members only, MLS statistics, so I can see what stuff actually sold for. That gets me real close. And then as far as verifying cost of repairs, after doing so many of them, pretty much I walk in and say, $30,000, $40,000, $20,000. And, it's not always exact, but it gets us pretty close. I used to spend a lot of time detailing spreadsheets and nickel and dime and everything, and now I'm to the point where I just give us a ballpark number to work with, and sometimes we're under, sometimes we're a little over, but we're always pretty close.
Whenever you started out, you said that you'd created spreadsheets and, went through and nickel and dimed everything. How did you go about verifying those costs of those repairs whenever you first started?
Well, when I first started, I would take let's say, for instance, the bathroom. You go to the store, you start adding up the cost. What's the faucet cost? What's the toilet cost? What's the sink cost? That'll give you a cost number. You figure out what a labor's going to be, and add them up from there. And now it's a lot easier for me to say, if I do it, bare bones bathroom, it's going to cost me $2,500. If I do a decent bathroom, it's going to cost me $5,000. So now I'm just kind of more of a ballpark guy.
Okay. How did you go about negotiating with the seller, and did you say or do anything in particular that helped you get a good deal or that you could suggest for someone else to say that might help them get a good price?
Well, this particular deal I got was from a wholesaler, and it was in a very good area that we like, in a nice it's a great rental market, great flip market. And when the deal initially came up, I was probably at 2 or 3 other projects going and couldn't really jump on it, thinking it would only last maybe a week, not even 3-4 days. And it didn't sell right away. I started looking at it close and I realized it was overvalued. The seller was asking too much. I went to him, showed him the numbers, showed what it would cost to fix, showed him everything, and basically laid out and said, this is why this project hasn't sold. This house has not sold because it's overvalued. Gave him my repair numbers, gave him what it should be at, and we ended up agreeing on a price that worked, both of us.
How did you finance your purchase, and would you recommend that other investors use that type of financing or other financing if you have any suggestions?
Well, that's kind of the name of the game is it's hard enough to find a deal, but then when you find one, how do you pay for it? And what we typically do, and on this particular project, we use part private money and part hard money. Typically, I will use my cash, I'll use private money, I will use hard money. Sometimes we can even do traditional lending, but on this particular project, we did hard money and private money for the repairs.
Okay, so I guess that would mean that it just depends on the deal and just use whatever you have available at the time?
It absolutely depends on the deal. Okay. If I've got zero projects going and I'm sitting on a stack of cash, well, I'll spend my own cash. If I've got two or three projects going and I burn some up, I'll go find a private guy. If a private guy can't do it, I'll go find a hard money guy. Pretty much if the deal works, I'll find a way to fund it.
Okay. I think that's really good advice. Why do you think that you were able to succeed as an investor while some other investors might struggle?
Well, it's a tough business. I have a lot of people ask me advice. How do I get started? Can you look at this deal with me? What do you think? And the biggest thing is a lot of fear. I did my first deal, I don't know how many years ago now, and I screwed everything up. I rehabbed it wrong. I underbudgeted this. I spent too much here, lifted it for too much, and, got pretty much a PhD on day one of what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I think a lot of people are afraid of that first deal. First one's the hardest, second one's a little easier, third one's a little easier, and it kind of goes from there. And the other biggest thing that I think I see a lot of people that'll do one deal, maybe two deals, maybe they can get to three, but they don't sustain, as an investor. And the biggest thing I see not even experienced investors, but just people that don't do it full time, is people pay too much for deals. I've kind of got a saying where, it's the same amount of work and risk for me, whether I make money or not. So I might as well buy a deal, right, and actually be able to make some money on it. And that's the biggest thing I see, is people pay too much for deals. They end up selling it, and it spends too much time on the market. And by the time they sell it, they break even, they make a couple dollars, or they leave a couple dollars and say, that's too much work, it's too hard, it's too risky, this isn't for me.
Okay. Well, I think we've got some great advice here for potential new investors. Thank you for speaking with me today. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome.